Hello, listeners. My name is Matt. You are listening to my podcast, The Brain Department. Thank you so much for doing that. Today, I'm going to tell you about my new vehicle. This was a few days past due. I did record this exact session that I'm doing right now, but something happened in Anchor. I don't know what. I had the whole thing recorded. It was a nice, beautiful episode, like 4 minutes long or so. It was great. And then, nada, nothing. It just disappeared before I could upload it. I still had to edit it and put background music in if I wanted to and all that stuff. So that's a bummer. So now I'm just recording this in a recording app, and we're just going to see what happens. Samsung Record, don't fail me now. Anyway, back to the car. I am driving right now in my brand new vehicle. Well, new to me. It's a 2015 Ford Police Interceptor sedan. Oh yeah! For those of you unfamiliar, the Police Interceptor sedan is a cop car. And I say Police Interceptor sedan because there is also the Police Interceptor utility, which is based on the Ford Explorer. So this is based on the Ford Taurus, but it is, if you listen to what Ford says, it's its own separate model. Enough of it is different from the Taurus that it can be considered its own model. Like the front seats are different, the back seats are different. There's upgraded brakes. It's great. It's a really fun car. It's got way more horsepower. It's got the 3.7 liter V6 engine. This is the naturally aspirated. I tried really hard to find the 3.5 liter turbocharged in a police car, but that one's really hard to find. But man, that thing's a rocket. Because this thing is a rocket, and I can't imagine having two turbochargers on this thing. So it's got 304 or 5 horsepower. let's see, automatic 6-speed transmission. It's also got a retuned transmission, so it shifts quicker for police. It holds in gear longer, so you can accelerate quicker. Let's see, it also has pursuit mode, which I think is amazing. I haven't actually had to use that. Had to, in quotation marks. Haven't had a need to. But in pursuit mode, the vehicle will downshift for you, like you're in a manual transmission, and it will stay in a high RPM band, like you're in gear, and it will help you brake, help you decelerate, as well as you'll be in gear when you mash down the throttle again to start taking off after somebody. So I don't usually make a habit of driving that aggressively or that sporty. I just think it's really cool that the car can do that. So that's one. I mentioned the upgraded brakes. So it's got bigger rotors, massive rotors, like 13-inch rotors. I've seen wheels on cars smaller than that. Not, they're like preschool cars, but it's a small joke. So bigger brake rotors, bigger brake pads, upgraded control arms, upgraded suspension. It's got a 220-volt alternator, so it's meant for running all the electronics and stuff. I don't have any electronics. I just think it's cool that it has a bigger, stronger alternator. It also has a better radiator in there for keeping the cars cool when they're idling, because, police cars, they sit to idle a long time when you're out in police stops. It's also really quiet. I've been driving this whole time inside my car recording, and I'm not using any like external microphone, although I did pick some of those up and I'm going to be testing them out. Right now I am literally holding the phone about 6 inches from my face, the screen is off, I'm not looking at it, I'm just holding it in the air, and I'm using that as a microphone, and this car is so quiet, it's so much more quiet than my last car. For those of you that don't know, my previous vehicle was a 2006 Subaru Forester. It was a base model. Manual transmission. It was a lot of fun to drive, and I really enjoyed it. That's the car that got me hooked on all-wheel drive. That's why I got this car, actually. I started looking for all-wheel drive sedans, and they are few and far between, for a reasonable price range, that is. So this thing is a 2015. It has 79,000 miles on it. I mentioned the horsepower specs. It's really powerful. It's really fun. And all-wheel drive, which is just amazing. And it's rated for 25 miles per gallon on the highway. I have gotten 27 on the highway, going, we have speed limits that go to 70 up here in Maine. on certain parts of the highway. So going 70 miles an hour, I can get 27 miles per gallon, which is just wonderful, especially for how big it is. It's big, quiet, comfy, and my favorite part about this vehicle is by far the respect that people give you because they think you're a police officer. Now, I will say, it's navy blue. It does have the light bar on the, you know, by the driver. When I say light bar, I mean like the spotlight thing. It does not have any police markings on it. It's just straight up a navy blue car. It has the police interceptor badge on the back of the vehicle. That's because that's what the model is. It doesn't say, that's not saying I'm a police officer, but that's what the car is. It's a police interceptor. So that's the only things that make it look like a cop car. But people behave very differently around me driving this than when I drive my wife's car now. It is just night and day. They behave so much more cautiously around this vehicle, and it is worth, that's worth it in safety alone. Not to mention, it's an extremely safe vehicle because you want police officers to be safe. In fact, they actually reinforced some of the rear bracings in this so it can, it's meant to survive a rear impact, like if you're stopped on the highway, of 75 miles an hour. If a car strikes it at that, it's designed to keep the occupant safe. And that's just insane. So I really like it. I think it's a great car. I'm really happy with it. And I'm sure I'll be talking more about it and probably podcasting from it because it's just so quiet. I can now. I can podcast and drive. I'm going to try to get those microphone situations set up so I can do this 100% hands-free. But, you know, going forward, I'm really excited about this. And, yeah, I love cars, and I should talk about cars more. So maybe I will. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to my really random podcast episode about my new car, my police interceptor. Hope you're having a good day. Talk to you later. Goodbye.